We are learning Masechta Schulin, Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph. We are beginning 9 lines from the top of Daf Yedzayin Amud Aleph, but at 2 dots. We had a machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva had to learn the Psukim where it says, Ki Yarchev Hashem Elkecha Esgvulcha Kasher Dibeloch. It says, when Hashem makes your properties and your homeland very wide, a lot of Gvulim, the borders are wide borders. I want to eat Basa, I want to eat Basa, eat Basa whatever you want. Because it's very far from the place where Hashem Shechina is being shayru, where the Mishkan is. It's a vachtom b'karcha m'tzonecha shenoson Hashem l'cha kasher tzvisicha v'chaltom asherecha b'chol avas nafshecha. The shell is, what's the chiddush of this psukim? According to Rabbi Shmuel, the chiddush of the pasuk is that when you get there to Shol, you're allowed to eat basa taiva. You don't have to eat dafka kavanas. You can even shech the carbon and eat it stam without bringing a carbon. You can bring, you want meat, you can shech the behema to eat meat even without bringing a carbon. Masha Inkin, according to Rabbi Akiva, that was possible, you always keep basa taiva. But the opposite, it became more stringent when you got to Eretz Yisrael. Until now, you can use nechiro, which means you just cut open the from the throat until the chest of the behema, and that kills the behema. Then you let it eat the behema. You don't need a shechita, din shechita. Only after you got there, so you thought needing din shechita. That's the machlokes. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, learned the psukim. So what's in the kudus amachlokes? Mike and Mifugi. What's in the kudus amachlokes? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Marz like this. Rabbi Kiva shava basa taiva lo yitzaklal. There's no such thing as isa basa taiva. You let the basa right away without a carbon. So therefore, karchach the pasuk is being mechadish to us something else. It must be to teach us that there's a din shechita and not nechira. Rabbi Shmuel saw a basa nechira lo yistri klal. No such thing. How can basa nechira ever be mutter? You always needed a shechita. So if you always needed a shechita, so what was the chiddush? Chiddush was basa taiva. I can ask me. Rashi even asks that says in the pasuk that when you get kiyurcham chamakam v'zavachtom v'karcham etzaynecha. It sounds like right now you're mechadish din of zvicha. So he says the first pshat Rashi says is lav dafka orcha demilsa nakat the zvicha. When you talk about ichilas basa, you say v'zavachta, but it's not the point. The point is let eat basa b'chol avas nafshecha. Or he says the v'zavachta is teaching us that by psulim and kedoshim, you're only allowed to shecht it and eat it. You can't use it for giza va'avoida, because psulim and kedoshim means a behema that was caught from the garamum. The halacha is you're allowed to eat it, but you can't use it for work. And the third pshat, Rashi says, would be is the teacher's dafka v'zavachta berichok makom, but you cannot be zeveach a chulin in the azara, and that teaches us the issa of chulin ba'azara. But in any case, the kudos of Chalikas is Rav Shmuel, Rav Kiva holds the bas taiva was never asa, so you can't learn a psalm like that. And Rav Shmuel holds that the opposite, bas nechira was never mutter. So more than a few kashas on Rav Shmuel, Rav Kiva from psalm over here. Zok the Gemara Bishlam, Rav Shmuel, Hainuch Siv, says in the pasuk in regards to kachim, v'shachat es ben habakar. It's din shchita. Rav Kiva, my v'shachat. Like, where did din shchita come from? It's no din v'shachat, you let have nechira. So the Gemara Pasha Tera, it's Kachim Shiny, that even Rabbi Kiva agreed that until they got there to Saul, there was a Din Shechita, but only by Kachim and not by other things. Bishlam Rabbi Shmuel Hanuch Siv had Tzoynu Baka Yishachat Lehem. This is talking about Baris Slav, where the Yidden were complaining that the man is like just too boring, and they wanted, where's the meat? And Moshe was talking to Hashem, and Hashem said, I'm going to give them Basa. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Hashem, "Atzayin baki yishachet lehem, amatz lehem, imes kol degei ayam yosef lehem, amatz lehem." And it's all Shaila had to learn those psukim, Ayin Rashi there, two pshatim there. But in any case, it says yishachet lehem. So you see, there was din shchita even in the midbar. There was din shchita even in the midbar. Zokta Mala Rabbi Kiva, huh?
Because it's talking about a carbon.
No, not a carbon. No, carbon. Bring a ride. If you're not eating a carbon, it has to also have shchita. It also has to have shchita. That's a good question. The moral asks a question. So here you have to say that coming from a Shemayim, it would be different. Maybe there would be matter, basa taiva. That was the whole taina. They couldn't eat basa taiva. Maybe according to Rav Shmuel, it's much more understandable what the whole taina was, that they only had man. And the question was, why didn't they shech the animals? Teres is the fear of Rav Shmuel. It was more geshmak, the taina of the, not that it was geshmak, but we understand the taina of Klal Yisrael. They only had to bring a carbon. They couldn't have meat whenever they wanted. So he's telling Hashem, you know, meat. So Hashem said, "Yeah, okay, I'm gonna give them meat. Let's say we mutter basa taiva. That would be part of the the heter. Obviously, the slav was mutter. And the answer to that was they did eat slav, Lamaisa. The answer to that is that we'll see soon that certain animals, if it's not ready for carbon, you talk a lot to eat basa taiva on those. It is possible. So could we talk about those type of animals? So akaponim, it says, "Shachet lehem loshen shchita." What are you going to do according to Rabbi Kiva? It says nechira. El Rabbi Kiva, maya atzayin abaka yishachet lehem. So tomorrow you nochel lehem abayalei. It should say yinochel, not yishachet. It should say yinochel lehem. It should say. And for the Gemara, nechira shlehem zui shchitasam. Nechira is part of shchita. Shchita doesn't mean dafka hilcha shchita. It means to kill it. And with nechira, it would kill it. We know that a chaya and a oif have a din kisu hadam. You have to cover the dam. But it says in the Mishnah, if you make a shchita v'nisav snabel biyad became a velo, or v'anoicher v'makir, or you just kill the bema, potum alchasis. There's a ptur from doing kisu hadam. And the shaila is, if you're El Rabbi Kiva, since when we Hashem gave the mitzvah of kisei adam, there still was a din of nechira, and you didn't have to have shchita, so l'chayra to come out that when you do nechira, there's still a chi of kisei adam from the time of the midbar. El Rabbi Kiva, my part of melchasas, the l'chayra is a din of kisei adam. And for the Gemara, no, hoil v'itzar itzar. Now today, nechira is aser, it's pasha, there's no din kisei adam. A lot of these kashas and truths are pretty pasha. Pretty simple. The answer is pasha v'Rabbi Kiva. Of course, in the time of midbar, there was din kisei adam on nechira because there you allowed to eat with nechira. But today, there's no din nechira. So hoil v'itzar itzar. Now we ask kasha on Rav Shmuel. V'shar Rabbi Kiva, the amah basa taiva lo itzar klal, no itzar basa taiva. Hanan d'chsiv, it says in the pasuk that ach kasha yachas sviras ayal. It says about the psul hamakdashim, which means psul hamakdashim is a behema that was kachim. It gets a mum. Now I'm paid it. That behema always has a little bit of din of kachim. It can't be used for giza, for avoida, you can't use it for wool, you can't use it for plowing. You have to shecht and eat it. But the halacha is, you'll have to eat a betuma. Even though kachim, you can't eat betuma. The psalm doesn't eat betuma. It has a pasuk break it down and tell it to you. It says like this. Ach, kashi ye'ochel, sa tzviva sa ayol, kein techlenu, atoma v'atar yachter echlenu. It says, just like when you eat a tzviva ayol, which is not a... It's not a carbon, because there's no such thing as a deer. Deer is a kosher animal, it can't be brought as a carbon. Ayol also is not brought as a carbon. It's not an ayol, it's ayol. So these things are brought, you can eat it, it's kosher, but it's not brought as a carbon. So just like that, you keep a tumah. Same thing, psula mekadosh, you keep a tumah. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah is telling Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, that the lati psula mekadosh like a tziva ayol. So Shaila is a bishop for Rabbi Kiva. This thing is basa taiva. So we're telling you, just like you eat the other meat betuma, you can eat this meat betuma also. El Rabbi Shmuel, tzvi v'ayol gufa mi have a shari. You weren't allowed to eat any basa taiva. So how do you ever eat a tzvi v'ayol in the midbar? So to Gemara, like we spoke about before, ki osa rachmana behema de chazila akrava. The whole iser of the Torah to basa taiva according to Rabbi Shmuel was dafka behemas de chazila akrava. But a chaya that was not royal akrava, then that the chmona didn't eat it. So if you wanted some meat, basa taiva, there was an eitza. You could eat some deer or ayom that you could eat. Something that's not brought as a carbon that you could eat, or some slav as well. You could eat as basa taiva, even though you have to bring a carbon, but only something that's shayach for a carbon. And that's the answer to psukim matziv ayom. So tomorrow, shaylavait, boy Rabbi Yirmiya. Evare basar nechiros shechnisu Yisrael imam la'aretz. The next shayla is going, according to Rabbi Kiva holds, that basar nechiro is Muslim, the mutter in the midbar. And Rashi says that this shayla really is a drosh v'kabos chav, because it's not negay anymore, where the years past the midbar. But Rashi says the shayla is negaya for those days. Let's say, according to Rabbi Kiva, you had this evare basar nechiros shechnisu la'aretz imam la'aretz. You brought it into Eretz Yisrael with you. You had a piece of meat that you killed in the midbar. You don't have to shecht it. Then you salted it. And now you got it to Eretz Yisrael. Are you allowed to eat that meat? You have beef jerky made from basa nechira. You allowed to eat it or not? On one hand, it was mutter at one time. And now you need shechita. So what's the halacha? Let's see inside. If I'm basa nechira, shechita, laretz, imam, laretz, imam. First wants to know when. When is the shayla negeya? Amos. Ilem m'sheva shekavshu. If it's the first 7 years where they're at war, capturing Eretz Yisrael from the Canaanim. Hashta dava tama yisteruluhu. Hashta, we know that the Yidin were allowed to eat even a dava tama, even chazir were allowed to eat in those years. The chsiv ubat the maleim kotuv v'omrav yirmiyah ba'aba omarav katle the chaziri. Even allowed to eat katle the chaziri. It's a machlokes Ramban and Rambam exactly what the gedah advarim is. The Rambam learns it's similar to yafas toya loydibur toya el kneged yitzahara that they're going to find these foods. They're allowed to eat it. And it's only connected Yetzer Hara. It means like only if like they're desperate, they can't hold themselves back, they can eat it. That's the Ram words. The Ramban argues, no, it was a special het, the hutra, in those years to eat Dava Tami. But what Kasha is, if you're allowed to eat a Dava Tami, Chazir, of course you're allowed to eat Basa Mechira, so it can't be the Shaila in those first 7 years. Ella Achamakan. The Shaila is, after the 7 years, that's what the Shaila is, the Mara Shaila is. Why you say, Mel Elam Mishava Shekavshu, Ki Isterluhu, when was the het, the Shlau Shavachavim? The loot from the Evachavim. But they do, La Isteri. So, but theirs wasn't history. So, shaila is wasn't chira muta. What's the shaila? Shaila is that maybe since there's a chalais heter on it, it's muta now. Or now it's in shchita, so you can't eat it. Teiku, but might as well teiku. So, Rashi learns the whole shaila is dresh v'kabas char. But the Aris Shainim learn that is the gay today. They have other things, and there's a famous shari tshuva in the 9 days halacha is if you have to eat matzah Shabbos chazon, you have to eat fleishiks. What's the shaila? Because the fleishiks from Shabbos was muta on Shabbos. So maybe now, getting a Matzah Shabbos, Yibam Shklaz HaShayla, it's telling the Shayla, because there is a Rosh here, Paskins, that it was Mutter, the Basa Nechirim, Ayin Chum, in the Mefarshim, that handled, it could be the Shayla isn't the gay today, Rosh is not the gay anymore, but it could be that has certain Afkaminis for today, Mar Blais with a Teiku, does not answer the Shayla. So let's go back to what we started with, that we're trying to explain the Mishnah. The Mishnah says three things. The Mishnah says, HaKoyl Shaychtim, Ula Oilam Shaychtim, and uvakol shaychtim. So the first words akol shaychtim, we would have said means that everyone's allowed to shchita, like a mumar or a tameh. And the Balamaisa we had it in the first mishnah already. So we didn't want to say that akol shaychtim. So what do we say akol shaychtim means? Even a oila. Oila needs shchita. Then we say oilam shaychtim. What does that mean? We have two pshatim. We came out oilam shaychtim means that you have to shecht now forever, even though we're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore. We can't do nechira. Don't go back to nechira. But the next word uvakol shaychtim. What's that teaching us? So the Gemara, Omar Rabba, Shonis Hakol Shaychtim. We answer Hakol Shaychtim means Oif. And we answer Oilam Shaychtim to teach us they can't have Nechira anymore. Bakol Shaychtim, my Masha Slay. What are you, how are you learning the word Bakol Shaychtim? Bechi Taimel Yotain like this. Bein Betzur, Bein Bezchuchis, Bein Bekremis Shalkana. Maybe you'll say that Bein Betzur, Bein Bezchuchis, Bein Bekremis Shalkana, that you're allowed to do shchita in every type of knife, every type of sharp thing, like a tzur, a shchukas, or a kremish, a konom. It has to be similar to the other two. The other two are talking about what has to be geshachtim, and the tzur, which is the a rock and a piece of glass and a reed, those are talking about the instrument using for shchita. So we're the shaychit, not the nishchotim. So it wouldn't stem with the three things. The cloud says, "Akol shaychtim, ulaylam shaychtim, uvakol shaychtim." The first two are the nishchotim. The oif is the akol shaychtim, and means kam nechira. Then when it talks about how to do shchita, that's a little funny. Ihanach b'shaychtim, hainay b'shaychtim. Ihanach b'nishchotim, are those of nishchotim, hainay b'nishchotim. It has to be consistent, the three things. Elam harava, hakol shaychtim. So the rava's going to change taka. We're going all on the shaychit, and we're changing the pshat. Hakol shaychtim, we said, already had the first mishnah. So Rava, chodol la'asuye kusi, one is being marba a kusi, that if a kusi does a shchita with someone coming in and out, that's enough. V'chodol la'asuye shorah mumar, that's a good shchita, Rava l'shitasek the hold, that shorah mumar l'te'avoin is not a problem, his shchita is good. It's boydik sakim in Eisenloy. And that's what I call Shechtim. And I in the Tosfos at the bottom of Gimel on Beis, see how Shechtim is a Rav Shita over there. Chodos Suri Kusti, Chodos Suri Yisrael Mumar. What's the Oilam Shechtim? Teach us Bein B'Yoyim, Bein B'Layla, Bein B'Reish HaGag, Bein B'Shefina, which we had a Brisa before about that. Loyim Shechtim in Lashef, a night or a day, which that was part of a Mishnah where it says Layla. But Bein B'Reish HaGag, Bein B'Reish HaShefina, you're not worried, maybe he's Shechting towards the water or towards Avodah Zarah, you'll have to do it because everyone knows that you're catching the dam there, the roof shouldn't get dirty, and Reish HaShefina means that you're not worried the dam because where else should you shecht? You can shecht on Reish HaShefina even though it's going to the water, but you know where else to shecht. So that's what the oilam shaychtim means, all going on the shaychit. So first is lasuya kusay suya mumar, la oilam shaychtim baby laila, ubakal shaychtim means, bein betzur, bein mezchukas, bein kremish shalkana, you're allowed to use a rack or glass or a kremish shalkana for the shchita. So the bottom line is, we're all going on the shaychit, not on the neshchotim. So, oh, huh?
And it's repeating itself.
Not repeating itself, where's it repeating itself?
No,
not from Mishnayos, no. The first mishnah is what calls it only towards mumar, or kusi. And this will teach us Mumar. That's good. La'olam shechdim bein v'yom v'layla. Mishnah just says layla. Doesn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Shvina. Mishnah says ashechah b'layla. That's all it says. It's a brisa, but not a Mishnah. It's not repeating itself. Of course not. And but kol shechdim is nothing. No Mishnah at all. We had a few brises about. We had a brise a few times already about that. But it's all in the Mishnah. So it's brand new thing. This Mishnah, this new klalim. All three things are brand new klalim, and therefore we're going to learn it's all by a shechet and not by the neshkotim.